people.
Don't you know?
Places.
Don't you know?
Events.
Don't you know?
From the campus of Winona State University, KQAL FM is proud to present...
Don't you know?
Okay, welcome to Don't You Know. I'm Bill, and I'm here with Deanna Goddard. She's from the Warrior Success Center here on campus. How are you doing today, Deanna?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Sure. Well, thank you for being on the show today. You've got a lot of cool stuff going on this month and next month and throughout the semester. And starting today, you've got some stuff going on. But first of all, you want to tell us a little bit about what the Warrior Success Center does and what it does for students here on campus?
Sure, I'd love to do that. The Warrior Success Center has four functional areas. We have career services, which is the area that I oversee. We have advising services, access services, and tutoring services. So students who need some support as they're going through their academics and are thinking about career opportunities can come in and we can assist them.
Okay, cool. So a lot of good resources for students then on campus. And then today, actually, starting today, you have the resume rush starting. What is that all about?
Yes, so we want to help students make sure they're prepared for the upcoming part-time job fair that's on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So we are opening up our doors from 10 until 3 for students to stop in and have their resumes reviewed. There's sort of two options. A student who has put together their resume and is just looking for someone to look it over, it's a great opportunity to come in, take about 10, 15 minutes and kind of offer those final suggestions before they prepare it for the job fair. Or for a student who is new on campus, has never written a resume before and is looking mm-hmm. to find a job, it's a great way for us to give them some resources to get started.
Okay, cool. So is it just for new students or it's for any students that are out there looking to shore up their resume, huh?
Exactly. It's for any student who wants a little extra support.
Okay, cool. And then I also read that they get a... Padfolio? What is the
yes.
Padfolio?
So this is brand new this year. We want to make sure that students feel like they are equipped with all the resources they need. So we have a Padfolio for them filled with all kinds of resources and information about job searching. So we have some how-to cards to get access to some of the services that we have online, like our interview stream to practice interviewing. We have some sample resumes, some checklists to make sure that you've done all you needed to do with that resume, as well as sample cover letters and a bunch of other resources.
Okay, cool. So they really get a lot out of this then.
They do.
That's awesome. And then, like you mentioned also this week on Wednesday, there's a part-time job fair. For a part-time job fair, what kind of employers can students expect to see?
We'll have a wide variety of employers. Most of them are from the Winona area. They will have a variety of industries such as retail, food service, manufacturing, direct support service, healthcare, a lot of the part-time jobs in the area that need that extra support during, say, 3 to 9 o'clock at night to weekend work.
Okay.
Every employer that comes to the fair, we ask them to work with their schedule. So if a student has classes at certain times, we ask that they are willing to let them be a student first and an employee second.
Okay, cool. So it's really for students who want to... get a job while they're in school and work with their schedule then, huh?
Yes. The goal is we're very intentional about the date. We want to make sure that in the first couple of weeks, students are able to find those on-campus jobs. But if they're not work-study eligible or all of the student help positions have been filled on campus, we want to make sure they have a plan B option. And so we want to make sure that they know that there are local employers who are looking to hire as well.
Okay, cool. And then if a student is looking for something that's kind of maybe matches up with their career path or something like that, are there opportunities there as well?
Absolutely. For our nursing majors, there's CNA positions that are out in the community.
Oh, cool.
There's some opportunities with some of our local schools and some of the support areas around town, like family and children's services for some of our teachers and possible social work majors.
Nice.
We also have opportunities with places like Wincraft and Fastenal, where they can start to get experience in the business world, specifically with manufacturing companies. So a wide variety of opportunities for students.
Okay, cool. So you can not only get a little help paying for school, but you might get an in on a career path or do some networking then, huh?
Absolutely. That is one of the goals.
Cool. You know, as far as going to the job fair, can you give us maybe some little tips or something that students might want to know before they enter into the fair?
Yes, I would advise students to go into Warrior Jobs and look at the list of employers that are coming
okay.
and kind of plan out their trip to the fair. So think about, I want to talk to at least 3 or 5 employers, prepare them, kind of prepare some, we call it an elevator pitch, where you kind of practice introducing yourself and bring some resumes, at least 10 copies, so that you can hand them a resume while you're at the fair. And then also just be prepared to be friendly and open and welcoming. First impressions are very significant when you're looking for that opportunity. So anytime you can bring a smile and a firm handshake and good eye contact when you're introducing yourself to someone, practicing that before you go is always a good idea. It's all about how to introduce yourself in a really positive way. Have that, as I said before, have that firm handshake, good eye contact, introducing yourself as perhaps you're a first year student at Winona State looking for an opportunity. You're very interested with their organization. You've done a little research and you know what they do, what kind of services they provide, what products they may sell. And then explain to them that you have the skills that are needed for the position. So it's just a really nice introductory welcome that comes with confidence and certainty that you're capable of doing the job.
Okay. I just out of personal curiosity, I'm wondering why it's called an elevator pitch. Is it, you know, something you're kind of performing, you know, in your mind on your way to the interview or something? Or?
The idea is that you should be able to introduce yourself before you get out of the elevator.
Oh.
So it takes about, what, 30 seconds to sit in an elevator and go from floor to floor.
Uh-huh.
So the idea is that you'll be able to really represent yourself well within that first 30 seconds.
Oh, cool. Okay. I like that. I like that concept a lot. And you also have Warrior Success Center presentations that are available. And you have the Prepare for the Fair presentation. What other kind of presentations might we be able to see this semester on campus?
Sure. So we do a lot of in-classroom and or club presentations. We have a wide variety. I believe we have about 15 of them. We can come into the classroom and help students prepare their resumes, as we do with Resume Rush. We can help them offer some advice with interviewing. What kind of interview tips can we offer for them? We can focus on a particular major or a particular career path and talk about what are the trends, what are the expectations as they start the job search process. We also have some survival skills for finals week presentations and how to make the most out of your experience while you're here. And then we also have our general Welcome to the Warrior Success Center, where we sort of introduce the services that we provide in our area.
Okay. So are these presentations, is that something that faculty would kind of line up into their classroom to have?
Or? Yes. We have a formal request process with a beautiful BP Logics form that everyone can fill out.
Okay.
And that allows us to do some behind the scenes scheduling and make sure we have the right person presenting in their classroom.
Okay. Cool. So faculty, if you're out there listening, line up a presentation for your students so they can get prepared for this stuff. And then I also noticed you have a new program this year, Mock Interview Mondays.
Yes.
How does the mock interview work?
So we ask our students to go into Warrior Jobs, and they can search a time frame that works best for them on Mondays. So we have multiple people who will be conducting mock interviews. They will select a time that works best for them, and they'll be able to see who they're going to be conducting that mock interview with. And they can email that person specifically and ask that the person caters that interview to their needs. So let's say that they're looking for an internship at Target. They can email that person, might be myself, and indicate that they're applying for an internship at Target, can specify they've got 2 weeks to prepare for that interview, and they'd like to focus specifically on the strengths that they would bring to the internship itself.
Okay.
And then that person can shape that mock interview to that person and provide that very specific targeted experience.
Oh, wow. So it can really be tailored towards your career path, your goals and that.
Yes.
Wow, that is pretty cool. And that's going on, is it every Monday or?
The majority of Mondays. Exceptions are when we have Resume Rush.
Okay.
And then when we have holidays or we're not in school and isn't in session.
Sure. Okay. That sounds like a really cool program. And you also have some exciting stuff coming up in October, starting with the annual Major in Career Exploration Fair. It has quite a large attendance. And why do you think that's such an important and popular event for students?
Well, we intentionally this year decided to have it a little bit earlier in the beginning of October,
okay.
Because it's that time frame when students, especially first and second year students, are still determining perhaps which major they want to select, or they've been in their classes enough to realize it's not quite the right major for them.
Okay.
So we want them to have the opportunity to go into East Hall and speak with a variety of professors to learn about the different majors that are offered here on campus. It's that one-stop shop where they can connect with a lot of professors in a short amount of time to learn about the different career options. And what's even nice about that event itself is that we bring in alumni to share their experiences.
Nice.
So this is what I was able to do with this major.
Okay.
And they get to talk about all the success that they had as a professional out in the field.
Okay. So if you're not sure what you want to go to school for, you can maybe shore that up a little bit or...
Yes. Or what we found is even if you have a major, but you're still considering what minor option is best for you, we have a lot of upperclassmen that will come because they're still determining what's the right minor.
Okay. Okay. Cool. And then, you know, say you do have a major picked out and you're pretty set on it. Do they also discuss career paths with you? You know, things you might want to go into if you're unsure, you know, what's out there, what's available for your major?
Yes, absolutely. So if you know for certain you want to be an English major, but you're not certain what can I do with this English major, there will be examples there on site. Plus, they also have some resources for you to continue looking on your own if you decide that you want to continue that journey by yourself.
Okay, cool. So I suppose it's probably pretty important then you talk to those alumni that are there. And
yes.
Figure out, you know, how they got into their path and...
Yes, and we are so grateful to our alumni who are willing to give of their time to come back and share their stories.
Yeah, that is really great. That's fantastic. And then also in October is the Warrior Jobs Expo. How does the Jobs Expo differ from a career fair? You know, what can we expect to see from the expo?
Yes, so the Warrior Job Expo focuses on internship, full-time positions, and graduate programs.
Okay.
So it's really for the upperclassmen primarily. Might be some sophomores who are looking for internship opportunities, but a lot of our juniors and seniors tend to attend this event. We have a wide variety of industries that come, so it's an opportunity to network and get to see what possibilities are out there. We intentionally have it in the fall so that you have some extra time to build those relationships with those employers.
Mm-hmm.
Many will have positions available, but there might be some who are still looking to see what they might be looking for in terms of their openings.
Okay.
We also have those graduate programs that are there. So if you're thinking about graduate school, you'd like to see what kind of possibilities are there. There's opportunities to do that as well.
Nice.
We have professional photos. So if you have a LinkedIn account or you want to have a LinkedIn account, we do have professional photos available. They're free. We're very grateful to our marketing communications department who works with us in providing those free photos. It does take about 2 weeks to get the photo from the time you take the picture until it shows up in your email inbox.
Mm-hmm.
But we do provide them for free, which normally there's quite an expensive cost to have something like that done.
Okay. So is that mostly for like upperclassmen or
any student wants to take a picture, they certainly can.
Okay. So the Jobs Expo, it could be beneficial whether you're a freshman or a senior, either way, huh?
Very true. We also have a couple of workshops that we're doing this year that are brand new.
Okay.
So if you haven't created that LinkedIn account, Charlie Opatz in the Warrior Success Center is going to do a workshop on how to build that LinkedIn profile, making sure that it's sending a really positive professional message out into social media land,
right.
lack of a better term. We also have Ben Stromsky from our financial aid department is going to talk about finances after college. How do you pay off that debt? How do you start saving and investing in money? And then we have Tracy Hale from Alumni Relations, and she's coming to talk about how are you able to tap into that warrior network that we often hear about? How do we connect with other warriors once we graduate? How do we attend events? How do we find if we're relocating to Denver? How can I get in contact with people who are in Denver so that they can help me choose the right neighborhood for me, help me to learn what are the fun things to do in Denver, maybe even invite me over for dinner.
Wow. So there's a lot more networking opportunities than just the job itself, huh?
Absolutely.
That is really cool. I like that. So at the expo, you know, like you said, you can... learn how to connect with people in, say, Denver or something like that if you're thinking of moving there for a job. How do they go about doing that? How do you get connected?
Oh, that's a great question. Alumni Relations has a program called the Warrior Neighbor Program. Okay. And so you can actually go to the Warrior, the Alumni Relations homepage, and there is a link there that will connect you. And it's an interactive map that you can go to, and you can select, let's say, Denver, as we were talking about, mm-hmm. and see, are there any alumni who have provided their name and their email address so that I can directly connect with them. And they have set up answers to questions around how are you willing to be supportive or how can you help a fellow warrior out. And so for some of them, it might be introducing them to a potential job opportunity. Mm-hmm. For others, it might be just providing advice about living in Denver. Right. And others might say, I would like to share about the school districts because I'm a teacher in the districts and I can provide some insight that perhaps most people couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So lots of good information there.
Yeah.
Lots of good stuff. Cool. And there's lots of good stuff with the Warrior Success Center in general. Lots of information here. Probably more than we could even cover today. So get down to the resume rush. That's happening today, right?
Yes, from
today
10 to 3.
Through tomorrow, right?
Correct. Yep, 10 to 3 both days.
Okay. And then that's also happening in October as well, right?
Correct. Our goal is to have resume rush before all of our on-campus fairs. So
okay.
It will be... today and tomorrow, and then also October 8th and 9th.
Okay. Okay, cool. And then the fairs, let's hit those again too. When are the fairs? There's one this Wednesday, right?
Correct. Yes, this Wednesday. And then October 10th is the Warrior Jobs Expo. And this year, we typically in the past have had an expo both in the fall and in the spring, but this year we're only focused on the fall. So really important to make sure that you stop by if you're an upperclassman.
Okay. Yeah, make sure you get that in since there isn't one in the spring this year. Okay, great. Well, is there a place that if students want to know more about Warrior Success Center and all these programs that are offered, where can they go online on our website?
Sure. So if you're looking to have some general information about the Warrior Success Center, you can go to www.winona.edu/WSC.
Okay.
If you want more information specifically on career, you can go to winona.edu/career.
Okay. Okay, cool. And so I'm assuming if we go to WSU website, we can probably search Warrior Success Center and find it as well.
That is very true, yes.
Okay, great. Well, I've been here with Deanna Goddard from the Warrior Success Center, and there's a resume rush happening today through tomorrow, and some job fairs going on, one this Wednesday, and go to our website at Winona State here and search Warrior Success Center and find out more information. Thank you so much for being with us today, Deanna.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Don't You Know? Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Don't You Know is produced by KQAL-FM to keep you up to date on the people, places, and events in and around Winona. Visit us online at kqal.org.